Matthew chapter 25 this morning. Matthew chapter 25. Now this is the Olivet Discourse, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we want to look, I want to begin reading this morning about verse 14, just for the sake of time. Verse 14, Matthew chapter 25. If you want to stand on to reading God's Word, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. The Lord said unto him, Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful with a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. And the Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathered where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And the Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, why thou knewest that I reap whether I sow not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And unto everyone that hath shall be given to him, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. The believer's duty. The believer's duty. Now, the Bible teaches here, and Jesus is teaching. Now, this is in red writing. You know what it means when the Bible is in red? Those words in red are from the Lord Jesus. Amen. Jesus is speaking. Let me ask you a question. Can Jesus lie? Absolutely not. Amen. He's immutable. He cannot tell a lie. He has to tell the truth. And now he says this. He said, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. So we see the story here in Olivet Discourse. He's telling his people, he said, this is the way the kingdom of heaven is. Okay? And so we see the man that was traveling to far country, type of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he calls his servants unto himself and delivered unto them his goods. And in other words, he delivered unto him, he gave unto them his property. Amen? His property to take care of. The Lord went into a far country. Amen? And he entrusted all of his good and his property to his servants. Today the Lord Jesus Christ has gone back into heaven. He ascended back up and he went to sit at the right hand of the Father in heaven. That's where he is today. That's where he's at this very morning, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God. When we mess up, praise God, we got an advocate, the Bible says, with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the righteous. And we're trusting in his righteousness to get us home, because our righteousness is as filthy rags. It won't stand up against the day and the judgment of the Lord. But I'm glad we have the righteousness of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. So we see that these, he says, and to one he gives 5,000, and to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, to every man. Now watch this. According to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls and he gives through our what he deems to be our ability, he gives us talents. Amen. He gives us talents. Now, these talents was would be recognized at that time as up to a year's wages. Amen. So the one fellow, he gets his 10 years worth of wages. That's a big responsibility. And then the other, he gets his responsibility. And then the third person gets his responsibility, his talents from the Lord. Amen. I want to say every one of us have talents from the Lord. And how we choose to use them, or if we choose to use them, is up to us. Amen. Praise God. It's according to, and he said it's according to their several ability, and straightway took his journey. So the Lord gives us, praise God, the ability to do something for him. Every one of us have an ability to do something for him in the day and hour we live. Something to magnify and edify the church of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We see that. And now he tells us how that works in Ephesians chapter number 4. If you look and see Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 7, the Bible says this. He's talking about the ministry and the Bible, the body of Christ. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So there it is. Every one of us is given the grace of God according to the measure of the gift of Christ. It's a gift from the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we ought to use it, praise God. We ought to use it to magnify His name, because He gives us the gift. He gives us those talents, praise God, to be used for His glory. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Praise God. Everything that we're able to do. He said, wherefore He saith, when He ascended up on high and led captivity captive. Now watch this. And gave gifts unto men. I want to say today, we're a gifted people. And those gifts come from the Lord Jesus Christ. They come from on high. But we ought to be thankful for that, oughtn't we? Amen. He gives us those things, praise God, to use in our ability. Where do we get our ability from? We get our ability from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is something that, praise God, it's like an old ringer worship machine. It just keeps ringing and ringing and ringing. It keeps moving and going, praise God. Praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through His empowerment. Praise God, till one day we come out clean on the other side. Now we may feel like we've been through the ringer and rung out, praise God, a time or two along the way. But I'm glad, praise God, it's that way. Because God gives us through His ability. He said, where He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captive and gave gifts unto men. And now that He ascended, what is it? But He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Praise God. He said that's what the abilities that He give us, the talents that He give us. And said we ought to use those for God. Every one of us, praise God, has been saved and born again this morning. He give us a testimony. I hear people like that. Well, preacher, I just don't know what to say to people. Praise God, just give them your testimony. Tell them, praise God, how you was a lost sinner. Jesus helped you to realize that, and you asked Him to forgive your sins and save you by His marvelous grace. And praise God, He did. So now your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God, and you're just rejoicing in the Lord because of that. Verse number 12 in Ephesians chapter 4, he goes and says this. He says, for the perfecting of the saints, he said, that's why we got those talents. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's the lifting up and encouraging. We ought to be lifters up, praise God, encouragers of the brethren. Amen. Till we all come in the unity of faith. What draws us together in the house of God? The unity of the faith. The faith, a common faith of God's common people, the ones that have something in common. So what does it mean to have something common, praise God? To have something common. Something that we all know and all recognize. That's all part of who we are. There's no big I's or little U's in the house of God. We're all part of the unity, praise God, in the faith of Jesus Christ our Savior. That's who our faith is. That's who our hope is. Praise God. That's why we have a hope of a destiny one day that we'll be together forever in heaven. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. Hey, some people that I don't really care a whole lot about. I don't know if I won't be in heaven with them. Amen. Praise God. You will be. If you're a child of God. If you're not, you just need to get right with God, and then they'll be better people. Amen. And you will be too. Praise the Lord. So as believers, one part of a believer's duty is to get right with God and allow God to make our hearts right. Amen. He said, till we all come to come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Praise God. When we're listen to me. When you want to measure up to see where you stand. Hey, listen, there's a lot of times that we'll try to measure up in the sights of men and what we see in some other person. And that's a good thing. Hey, you young people, if you're trying to do right, find you a good godly person that loves the Lord Jesus Christ and try to follow them and watch them and be like them. But the true measure, praise God, of a Christian is to be like Christ. To allow Jesus Christ to manifest Himself in you. So that when they see you, praise God, they won't see a manifest of you, they see the manifest of the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, there's something different about that person. There's something different about that young person. There's something different about that mama, that daddy, that mama, or their papa. There's something different about them. And it's Christ Jesus in you, praise God, that makes that difference. He said that we thenceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Now, doctrine, we said, is biblical instruction. I've had many people say, listen, preacher said, we don't want to be preaching doctrine in the church. Because if we're preaching, doctrine in church, there's no place for doctrine in the church. It makes me kind of laugh every time I hear somebody say that. Because doctrine is biblical instruction. If you're not preaching doctrine, then you're not preaching. Amen? Jesus Christ preached doctrine, praise God. It was biblical instruction from the Father above. And that's what we need in today, that biblical instruction. Amen. He said, by the sly men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. He said, the reason we're tossed to and fro, he says, we're listening to the wrong crowd. Amen. We get caught up listening to the wrong crowd, the wrong people, and they take us in the wrong direction. We need to be focused on what thus says the Word of God, what God says, how Jesus Christ said. He said, my little children, take up your cross and follow me. Amen. If we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have time, place to. I don't know about you, but most of us is pretty busy. I don't have time or the patience, praise God, to be chasing after things of this world. So we have to chase after Lord Jesus Christ. We have to follow close to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because these others are just lie in wait to deceive. He said, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we see that this thing is just the way He plays out. And He says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. In other words, every part is important. Every person is important. Every person in the church is important. Amen? To the effectual working of the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. How? In love. Amen. We come together in unity and love, praise God, so we can be met, so the Lord can manifest Him. And He said that's where we get our ability. Our ability comes from the Lord. And He said it's that severability, praise God, that God has. God knows who we are. God knows what we're capable of. Amen? A lot of times, I believe the reason that we're not rich is because we couldn't handle it. Amen? If God just allowed every one of us to be rich, we couldn't handle it. We'd go off the deep end. We'd be crazy. We'd be doing goofy stuff. And God knows it. You say, well, preacher, I wish He'd let me just try it for a while to see. I'd try to behave myself. He'd give me about $1 million. Amen? But God, I'm honest. I believe our abilities to that would dissuade us and take us in a direction that we don't need to go. So God, we'll probably none of us ever go out of here as rich people. But praise God, if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're rich in glory. Amen. Amen? We have everything that we'll ever need for this world, this life, and the life to come. And it's in Christ our Savior. So we begin to see that these servants, praise God, they take and they treated, each one of them treated the Lord's goods as differently. Amen. They were two that were responsible individuals, and they immediately began to work, praise God, to try to take what the Lord had given them and try to build something on that. And try to take those talents that the Lord gave and use them for His glory. Amen. Praise God. To build that for the Lord, for His house, for His place. Amen. He had them to be. So we see His begin to get, and they were faithful and they were diligent in the work that they were doing. Amen. We need to be faithful and we need to be diligent. Amen. Diligent, working, praise God, staying focused, praise the Lord, on what brings honor and glory to the Lord, what builds that builds the house of God and makes it stronger day by day. And it's working together for His glory. So we see them, they were diligent, and through their diligence, it brought success. Faithfulness and diligence brings success. Amen. And he said, praise God, does it bring success? It brings great success. They doubled, praise God, with the talent that the Lord gave them. They doubled, praise God, what the Lord had them to do. So when they come back, praise God. But then we see this one person that was unresponsible. Irresponsible, I guess the word. He wasn't responsible for what he had. He didn't try, praise God, to do with his talent what God had asked him to do. Amen. There's a day of reckoning, praise God, for those that don't use the talent that God gives them. Amen. To go out and pray and to magnify the Lord and bring in the increase. The increase is to come to the house of God. The increase is a place to come to where God can take it and use it even for His glory. And so we see that the Lord has gone away. The man's traveled a far journey, top of the Lord Jesus Christ. And after a long time, amen, the Lord returns. Amen. The Lord's been gone for a long time, over 2,000 years since He left out of here.
Amen.
Amen. He stepped off Mount of Olives, praise God, and was received up into clouds of glory over 2,000 years ago. But praise God, after a long time, the Lord's going to return. And there's going to be a day of reward, of reckoning for those, praise God, that's here on this earth, me and you. We're going to have to give an account, praise God, of what we did with what the talent that the Lord gave us. Amen. For work well done. You say, preacher, what is that reward that the Lord's going to give us for work well done? You're probably not going to like what I got to tell you. The Lord said for that work that was well done, for the talent that they had and how they used that talent for God's glory, to the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, praise God. Because God said the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling for our country. And He called the servant to deliver them his goods. So the upbuilding of God's kingdom, praise God, is taking the talent that God's given us and building something for God. Taking a little something and make it bigger and better for the God, for the glory of God. That's what it's about to be the child of God, to be the church of the living God, is to build it, praise God, for God's glory. It's not that we would be seen, but that God Almighty be lifted up, magnified. So He'd be the head of the church, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ would bring us into unity with Jesus, our Savior. So we see that they had these talents and they took them and they used them. And the reward of their work is more work. Amen. I told you wouldn't like it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, after I work here, I'm going to work till I'm 65 and a half, and now I'm getting old, so I've got to work till I'm 67 and a half, and then I want to retire, and I don't want to do no more work. Amen. I'm with you. But he said, that's not going to be, it's not the way it is. Praise God. When we use our lives for Lord Jesus Christ and we work for Him, it's not a burden, it's not drudgery. The old body gets tarred here, but one day in a little while, we get those bodies. It's like unto the Lord's, and we'll leave this one behind, and we'll go to be in His presence, and we'll get to do things, praise God, that glorify and magnify the precious Lamb of God that lifts Him up and get so that He can get the praise and the honor and the glory He deserves. Amen. Jesus said, well, because you've been faithful with a few things. He said, I'm going to make you faithful over a lot of things. Ruler over many things is what the Bible says. Praise God. Lord said, praise God, you've been so faithful. He said, I'm just going to put you to work. I'm going to use you, praise God. I'm going to use you for my glory. Amen. The knowledge of God's gift and the knowledge of God's grace was there for them. They realized what God had given them. They realized that that was a gift from the portals of glory. If we ever realize today, children, listen to me, that what God gives us, the abilities that we have, it's a gift from God. There's a whole lot of people today that would like to be able to do what you can do. I don't care if you're a little kid or if you're an older person. Praise God, God has given you gifts. God has given you talent. And praise God, you ought to just use them for His glory. Just lift up His name every day. Praise Him. Praise God with every fiber of your being while you can. Praise God. Hey, don't wait till it's too late. There's a lot of people out there in the world that's not able to do a whole lot. But glory, hallelujah, I'm thankful that even those that's laid up in a bed, I can still lift up our voices and pray for me and you. Man, thank God for them old prayer warriors, ain't you? Praise God, they may get discouraged. I've told them, many of them. They say, well, you preacher, I just can't, ain't not a whole lot I can do. My mother was telling the other day, she said, I feel so bad. She said, I feel just plumb worthless. She said, I'm not able to do anything anymore. I said, Mother, I tell you what you can do. She said, what? I said, and you can do it well if you will. She said, what's that? I said, would you just pray for me? Lift me up. Ask God to help me. I need it every day. I said, would you do that? She said, well, I can do that. I said, well, praise God. That's something that's important. That's something that's needed. You may think you can't do anything, that you don't have no talent at all. But I want to tell you today, you can pray and lift somebody else up to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You lift them up, they might lift you. But they realized they had a gift. And that gift was from the grace of God. And they labored, listen to me, they labored 100% for the Lord. Say, so how do you know? Because they doubled it, 100%. They took the talent God gave them, praise God, and they doubled it. Amen? They doubled it so they could have something to bring to the Lord, to the Master when He come back, when that traveler, when He come back to the Lord, when He returned, praise God. They said, you know what? I'm going to work and I'm going to build. I'm going to have something I can cast at His feet. I can give back to Him. And they worked and they strove and they were diligent in what they did and in their faithfulness, praise God, to their Master. And when He returned, they had to give to Him. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm talking about the believer's duty. I don't want to stand before the Lord empty today, do you? Amen. I'd hate to stand before Him and not have anything to offer Him. So this first fellow, praise God, he took that the Lord gave him, he built upon it. Amen. And he was given a great reward. And when it come down to the second fella, the second servant, it was the same thing. He acknowledged the gift of God. He acknowledged the grace of God. He labored for the Lord 100%. And when it was all said and done, when they brought his gift, he said, I've gained it again. He said, I've doubled it for you, Master. He said, I've doubled it up for you. Praise God. I brought it to you. Praise the Lord. He gave 100% for his Savior, for his Lord. Amen. We think we give 100% if we get up and go to Sunday school and go to church on Sunday morning. Boy, I worked for the Lord this week. I got out of bed early. Amen. Rolled out of there and made it to church for Sunday school and preaching on Sunday morning. Amen. Well, good for you. That's a blessing. Praise God. But that, hey, that's not all there is to it. I mean, we need to be lifting up the Lord. We need to taking our talents, and praise God, and begin to give, build those others, praise God, for the glory of God, to magnify and multiply a talent that God has given us, even for His glory. But we see this one fellow was slothful in his doing. Amen. He was stripped of what he had and separated. That's what happens, praise God, when you're slothful. This fellow says to him, he said, and then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. Amen. I want to tell you this. He had a bad representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord had done, he said, had done separated him and he had done stripped him and separated him. Praise God. But this servant had a reason. I want to say to God, old devil, always give you reasons for not doing something for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He had a misunderstanding of God. Amen. He's like most of the world. They said, well, you know what? God's just too demanding. God shouldn't ask me to do that. I want to say something this morning. God shouldn't have to ask you to do it. Amen. God, praise God, because God has done so much for you, because God has been so much, so good to us, we ought to be willing to do just a little something for Him. Amen. As to the talent and our ability to give, he said, the several ability that we have, the very ability we have from God, we ought to be willing to use it for God, to lift up His name, to praise His holy name, to God get glory so people can come in, so they can get saved, praise God, by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. I was thinking of that as I was out there in the study yesterday. I was thinking about this rally coming up, this coming Saturday. Amen. You say, what can we do for the Lord? Praise God. You get the word out. So, hey, listen, you need to come. They're having a rally, a youth rally over at the WNC camp meeting place. And praise God, we want all the children to come. God's going to be there. Need to pray. God should be inviting people. Should be praying about it. Should be lifting up, praise God, it up to the Lord. Asking God, please move in it, touch in it. Praise, even to the saving of souls. We want to be excited about it, praise the Lord. Because God gives us the talent, the privilege, the ability to be able to do that. Amen. That people from this church can come together and pray for that meeting, that God will manifest Himself in it, even to the saving of souls. And not make up excuses and give reasons. So, you know, God's just He misunderstood God. He said, God's too commanding. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you know, if I get off there and I go doing this and doing that, He said, I'm going to have to give up these things that I've got. That's the biggest lie of the devil today. Amen. The biggest lie of the devil said, well, you know, if you truly serve the Lord and do what the Lord wants, you're going to have to give up all the things that you have. That's a lie. Praise God. The things that we have to give up is things that we don't need anyway. But we get the things that come from portals of glories that make us have life and liberty and happiness and joy in this present world and in the world to come. And I believe I'll take that any day from what we have here. Amen. Because God makes the difference. But if we come like this fellow with a misunderstanding of God and we say that God's too demanding, praise God, and God asked me to give up too much. Amen. But God doesn't ask to give up, praise God. God says, I want to give you the blessing. I want to be your blesser. So if you'll just take what I give you. As we read in Ephesians chapter 4, praise God, and do things that we do for the glory of God. But this fella, I want you to notice this fella. He was industrious. You said, the Lord said he's getting ready to tell me he's wicked and lazy. Amen. But this fella was industrious. It's amazing to me how far people will go out of the way, praise God, to not do anything for the Lord. They won't do anything really to make a difference, amen, in the house of God. So he took that talent that the Lord gave him. He didn't just take it and lay it on the cabinet of the house and wait for the Lord to come back. No. He took that talent and he thought about it. Amen. He thought about that. He thought, well, this master, this Lord, amen, he's pretty demanding. And he reaps where he sows and where he sows not. And what am I going to do with this? He said, I better not lose that. So he takes that thing and he determines what he needs to do. And he goes out and he hunts a place. Amen. I'm just saying, I know I've got a vivid imagination. Just hang with me a minute. And he hunts a place and he says, you know what? That's what I'm doing. He goes back to the house and he gets him a piece of paper and he begins to sketch him a little map on the back of that paper. And back here behind the barn, by the old fence, the third post down, I'm going to dig me a hole. I'm going to put that thing in a little sack. And I'm going to take that talent and I'm going to bury it. And I'm going to bury it deep. Then won't nobody find it. Got me a plan. Ain't that the way most of us are? People that work themselves to death to keep from doing something for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, people's the same way. You take the most lazy person that you have. Amen. And you put them on a project. And before you know it, praise God, they've either not done it at all or they figured out a way to make it easier. Amen. To take the work out of it. Amen. Had a fellow one time and I asked him to do a little thing and told him how to do it. And I went back and he had made the awfulest mess there ever was. I mean, I'm talking about a major mess that took two days to fix and clean up. I said, so what are you doing? He said, well, I got to thinking about it. And I thought this would be an easier way to do it. Amen. I said, son, you've made a mess. It's going to take 2 days to clean it up. Amen. People go out of their way to just make a mess. When if you just take the talent that God gave you and God, you'd use it for God's glory and you just draw close to the Lord and allow the Lord to just help you in your daily walk and follow the instructions. Amen. Follow the instructions. I told him, I said, if you'd done it the way that I asked you, the way we've done it for years, then if it went bad like this, it would have been on me. I said, but guess what? It's not on me. It's on you. See, if we just follow instruction to do with that, the time that God gives us, praise God, for His glory, and then when it's all said and done, it's all on Him. And He gets the glory out of it. It ain't about us. But it's about the Lord and Savior and the talent that He gives us to minister for His glory. So he says, listen, Lord, I thought you know, this was, he said, well, if you thought I was this kind of person, and you thought, praise God, that I had high expectations for you, then you ought to use that talent that I give you so that you could have a relationship with me. See, I thought about that. And he said, now Jesus himself, he said, the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. The Lord said, if you knew I was this kind of person, said, what kind of person ought you have to have been? Amen. If we know what God expects, why don't we just do what He expects? So that He can get the glory out of our lives. Amen. But we see this fellow, the Lord said that he was wicked and slothful. See, this fellow's not going to enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, I want to say this, these two fellows that entered into the joy of the Lord, that's not just any joy, praise God. Amen. For when the Lord says to these two servants that was faithful to Him, He said, I will make thee ruler over many things. He said, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now this is not this is a reward. This is not a servant's reward. This is not a servant's portion. Amen. They entered into the master's portion is what they received. Think about that. They entered into the master's portion, the joy of the Lord. This fellow got left out altogether. He said, now, wait a minute, preacher. Now, the Bible says that he called his own servants. Servants. There's a lot of people today that's servants that's going about this and going about that and doing this and doing that. Praise God. And they think they're doing things for the Lord. But they're doing things to be seen of men. To gain recognition in the world. Praise God. And not doing it for the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it says his own servants. I remember a story. He said that he called 12 unto himself, and he said, one of you is the devil. Amen. Remember Judas? Judas Iscariot? He had the bag. He was in charge of the money. But the Bible said he was a devil. Amen. He was a deceiver. He was the one that would turn the Lord over and give Him up. Amen, to the wicked. But he says here, when he's talking about this fellow and the wickedness his hath, now he's talking about a wrong behavior when he speaks of wickedness. Amen, a slothful servant. His behavior wasn't right. His service wasn't right before the Lord. Amen. He said, thou oughtest therefore have put my money into the exchangers. And then at my coming, watch this, verse 27, I should have received my own with usury. He said if you had at least deposited in the bank, when I come back, I could at least got some of the interest. But he said, I'm not even going to get interest now. Amen. So his judgment, praise God, comes. He had stripped of that he had. And the Bible says that he was cast into the lake of fire, cast into the place where there's a weeping in the outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. So he had an opportunity. His talent that was given. Maybe his talent was this, that he had an opportunity to receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ that he might be saved. Amen. God give him the opportunity to be saved. What a great talent God gives us, gift of salvation. Amen.
kind of gift is it? He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, we can't expect somebody that's not saved to use their talent for God. The only talent they have, praise God, is the talent to come and know and learn of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. He said, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. The talent that God gave him, the talent the Lord gave him, it's just one. God just expected one thing. He said, to believe and trust in me. Don't think of me as some old ruthless, hard God, but think of me as a kind and a loving Savior who came to Calvary, who lived and loved and died for your sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. What would have happened if that old boy would have said, you know what, Lord? I'm just an old sorry sinner, just sorry no account as can be. I don't even know what to do, praise God, except just take this talent that you give me and put my faith and trust in who you are. A good and a faithful servant. A good and faithful master, if I could be a good and faithful servant unto thee. He gave him opportunity that he might be saved, praise God. The believer's duty is just be faithful to the Lord. That's what your duty, that's what my duty is, to just try to be faithful to the Lord and what He gives us. Amen. To lift up our voice, praise Him, give Him glory every day of our lives, because He is God. Amen. He's the one that makes all the difference. He's the one that gives us our talents, what we do with them, how we manifest them, how we add to them. It's up to us. God made us free moral agents to lift Him up and give Him praise, honor, and glory, to do the things that will bring glory and honor to His name, so that we can take those talents and lay up treasures in heaven. He said, a place where moth and rust does not corrupt. Amen. A place where they'll be reserved in heaven for you and for me, where the Lord can say, welcome me, enter in, thy good and faithful servant, like He did to these servants here, to the joy of the Lord. Amen. Where we can partake in the portion, amen, it's not ours, but the portion that belongs to God's only Son, Lord Jesus Christ. We enter into that portion. It's a believer's duty just to take what God gives us and use it for His glory. Amen.